Podcasting Unconstitutional, and I want to once again encourage listeners to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up in the next hour. You know, make use of the Republic, trading network. They always need support. And, you know, do yourself a favor. Get involved with the open currency system and get sound money back in your life. We're talking with Mark in Georgia. And, Mark, before the break, you were saying... are you with me? Oh, he dropped. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take our next caller. And that's another Mark. This Mark is in Michigan, I believe. Mark, are you with me there? All right. Why don't you go ahead and give me the next caller, whoever's holding. Leo in Massachusetts, one of my favorite guys. Leo, what are you doing today?
I'm on Facebook trashing the New World Order as usual.
I love it.
I have my new, I put my new status up, and it's kind of cute. It says, let's see, where was it? Oh, here it is. Watch, the CIA is quite openly on Facebook. And so my statement says, warning, find your mutual CIA drug-dealing CIA fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. From their 500 plus. And then I say also after that, I say real terrorists nuke military sites, false flag government terrorists nuke population areas. And then I talk about the New World Order frontline Zionist soldiers are visible, but not the UK Crown and Vatican generals. And the last statement that I managed to fit in 421 spots is a true free humanity, the greatest danger to global modern era feudalists masquerading as our saviors.
Modern feudalists, you're right, the communitarians. You know, we talked about that, I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and all the communitarian laws that are coming into Washington by these, back channel, groups that write all these laws, which are specifically designed to destroy our individual liberties and our personal rights.
Get Nikki Rapan has written quite significantly on that, although I think she just dropped out of Facebook.
Nikki's dropped off Facebook? Well, she probably, getting overwhelmed by people coming in there and her trying to answer stuff, must be tough. Many people as becoming aware of this stuff.
I mean, and the few of us who are doing it get overloaded.
Yeah, and we started out, talking about the whole situation in the Middle East earlier, and I just read an article this morning about will Israel attack Iran and draw America into the war, and when will they do it? And the gist of the article was that they would do it sometime this summer, before the end of August. And the reason he claims that is because come October, November time frame, the U.S. will be withdrawing all but, minimum troops there, and we will lose our sovereignty of the air over Iraq, which, of course, we would gladly lend to the Israelis so they can go and bomb Iran's military targets, quote-unquote. It's absolutely, I'm terrified. We're already at war with Iran, and we have a treaty with Iran that says that the Algerian treaty with Iran, which says we'll never interfere in their governmental political affairs again. It's just absolutely amazing.
We don't need no stinking treaties. I mean, this will probably happen right after sweeps week.
Oh, and we've got to go back to break here at the 5 minute after the hour break. You're listening to Phil Pozderek. It's positively unconstitutional, the laws that are coming out of Washington, D.C. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I'm sleeping. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. And today we're talking about consent. And do we really give our consent when we, when we're told that driving is a privilege and we say, well, we want to be able to drive, because we don't know that it's our divine right to travel because our school system doesn't teach us? What do you think, Leo?
Well, you know, the Constitution was never truly taught in the public school system, so, why should that be an issue, you know? I'm pretty cynical about the whole scene, but what really bothers me is that, you know, it's the whole thing of, you know, how do you catch a bunch of wild pigs? And that's what's happening to us. You know that one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I've talked about that before. How to catch wild pigs is, you know, you give them free corn. You know, this is exactly what's happened in Greece. You know, they've promised, you know, more than they can deliver. You know, you can only steal from the people for so long, and as the population ages and everyone retires and they expect to get their pension, well, there's nobody left working to pay the pension.
Well, here's a little hint, I think, that we can utilize for our own time. If we simplify our lives and clean out most of the trash that's pushed on us and see it for what it is, we'll find that the little money that we make, maybe $10 an hour or whatever below that, will become so much more powerful that we'll have more time, if time and money is an equation, to do what we really want. And I think that's, you know, of course, then again, what we really want is another whole story.
And, you know, I got to agree with you, you know, the this working for a living, you know, and slaving, you know, 50 hours a week or 60 hours a week, or some people work 80 hours a week. You know, it's great to have money, but what do you do when there's no time to spend it to enjoy your life and the stress of work builds up on you and kills you? And then, of course, hey, the medical community and healthcare takes your money.
Well, you know, I mean, that's part of the grand plan, basically, to keep you from seeing that money does not equal happiness, and they still are pounding that into you. And I guess people are so well dumbed down that, as Charlotte Easterby talks about, that they don't see it. And there's also another problem, serious problem, that we're pushing this thing which I call the discomfort zone, whereas the whole culture is lulled into a comfort zone. So this is what we have to be consciously visualizing as we're talking to our fellow people.
And I have to, I refer to this as the insider's appeasement of the people. You know, it's the three-ring circus of Rome, you know, it's the gladiators, it's all this angst out here in the community. It's all the argument about Roe versus Wade, about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and, you know, the fundamentals of the economy and the Keynesians. And, you know, it's this Hegelian dialect out here. There's a thesis and antithesis, you know. And, of course, you know, the crisis, the financial crisis of September 2008 is a perfect example that now we see the Congress is passing laws that give the cause of the crisis, the Federal Reserve, even more power. You know, and they're ramming it down our throats, even though we know, you know, what it is, and we don't want it. They name it the opposite thing of what it is, you know. And, you know, they reward the people who didn't regulate. Timothy Geithner was the head of the New York Fed. He is the regulator of the banks. And he said, well, he was never a regulator. He was the head of the Fed. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Now they're going to give new regulatory powers. They had all the power to regulate. They didn't want to regulate. They wanted to cause the crisis so they could take more power.
Well, I think the one thing is, do we really have to push the clean house in 2010, clean house and Senate in 2010?
Oh, yeah, we have to unelect all the incumbents for sure.
If we just managed to unseat 50% of the scoundrels, you know what a shockwave that would be through? And basically all we have to do is simply coalesce around somebody who isn't. And the problem is coalesce because they'll throw extra candidates in there to confuse us. And so if we coalesce around one candidate and just spread the word, you know, soft little whisper campaigns, you know, we'll be able to nationwide turn this thing around at least somewhat. I mean, it's a big ship, and, you know, we're all little rudders on this ship. And I think that's the way we can get around the whole...
It takes union. It takes, you know, a union of thoughts, a union of ideas. Everybody's got to get on the same page, and that's why I was so encouraged by the Restore America plan, because apparently it had 80 million supporters. You know, that's a third, you know, of all Americans. And, you know, that's a significant number. That's a huge number. And, you know, to see that the... leadership is you know, fighting amongst themselves is really disheartening when I thought that we had something going there that could possibly turn the ship around in an unviolent way, in a nonviolent way.
The 80 million you speak of, I guess they have to make their presence felt by some kind of legislative petitions in each state. And when I think the 80 million itself can be a selling point. I mean, I'm very much into merchandising, you know, no matter what it is, and I see that we're not merchandising ourselves correctly because, number one, we're not realizing that we're selling a discomfort zone. That's the hard part. That's the real, because so many people, like you say, are addicted to this comfort zone. And
well, you know, what I want people to see is that, you know, they're being sold goods by the government at the point of a gun. When you get your driver's license, it's at the point of a gun. They're changing your right into a privilege, or else. You know, and this whole thing of consent is at the point of a gun. You know, you're going to be an American, U.S. citizen, or else. You know, and, you know, is it ever good, you know, to have a gooder service? Is it ever right that we need a gooder service that's sold at the point of a gun, your inspection sticker on your car?
Is there some way that we could take the insurance business out of driving or have it modified so that the insurance business... It's all because of insurance. It all goes into lawyers. I mean, as soon as you have an accident, that brings in the whole system, and that's what the whole thing is geared towards primarily. And that's why
how do we get saddled with this trade union called the bar, this bunch of attorneys making all our rules? How did that happen?
Well,
how
do
they have the right, this trade union, to make our rules? You know, why don't we just give it to the Teamsters Union? Let them make the rules. That'd probably be fairer than the Bar, you know, Association.
But the Bar Association is British, and they won't even admit it.
I agree with you 100%. The British Accredited Registry is the Bar Association.
We
the
have to,
British Accredited Registry.
I mean, how do we get across to people that we're still a colony? I don't understand that.
Well, the name of the colony, you know, you do it like this. You say, you know, they had a corporation, was called the Virginia Colony. They changed the name to United States Incorporated.
But, I mean, the average, how do we get this across? We can't, I mean, I try to talk about this to people and their eyes glaze over.
Oh, yeah, they can't believe that, you know, it's so corrupt right down to the core, you know, that everything that's happened in the last 150 years since, you know, Karl Marx wrote... And Richard Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto. You know, it's all been implemented in our law.
I heard your program last week, and you mentioned a specific book written by one of those two scoundrels.
Karl Marx and Richard Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto,
but
it was based on the writings of Joseph Weishaupt, and Joseph Weishaupt wrote a paper called Converting a Republic to a Democracy.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay, so
the Communist Manifesto outlines the 10 planks how to do that.
Ah,
and
now
our laws, and you'll see it's been done. No private property, all rents for a public purpose. Property taxes. No one owns property if they don't pay tax on it, which is no ownership at all. You're a tenant on your property. You have an equitable title. In the same way you have an equitable title to use your car if you pay the registration rental of your car from the state. In the meantime, the state's out there pledging your car as their collateral to make a loan to borrow more money, which you guarantee to pay back. What a deal. You know, once people can wrap their head around it, that we're owed the money first, and then suddenly, somehow, the law flips it around on us and we owe the money. And they got our checkbook and can spend as much of it as they want. Isn't that a neat situation?
What was the title again? Converting
a Republic to a Democracy.
By Weishaupt.
That's why
okay.
All the confusion. You say the Pledge of Allegiance, you live in a republic. You read the Constitution, it says you're guaranteed a Republican form of government. But you turn on the TV, we live in a democracy, democracy, democracy.
Well, we can't
be both, can it?
Well, you know, from the limited perspective, which I try to stay at once in a while, the common thought is, oh, Republicans, they're just, you know, these weirdos who try to help corporations, which Republicans have been doing. And then the Democrats are, oh, well, these are the guys who are trying to help the little guy. And if they make enough little guys, then they're going to win all the time. That's by taxation into little guy status.
Well, I like Charles Barkley's comments about it. You know, he said, you know, poor people have been voting for the Democrats for the last 60 years, and they're still poor. You'd think they'd learn. Leo, thanks for your comments. We're going to come up on a break here in just a minute, but I want to invite our next caller on and see what's in his mind. So, Manny, whoever's up next, let me hear him. All right, Pete in Washington, are you with me this afternoon?
I am here.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's not afternoon, it's still morning. What's going on, Pete? What are you
going
to add to the conversation?
I got left behind because when I called in, the subject was the 14th Amendment.
Hey, stay tuned. We're going to be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. We're talking to Pete in Washington. If you want to talk about the 14th Amendment, we'll talk about the 14th Amendment. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, it's my time. I'm fine. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
And we're speaking with Pete in Washington. And Pete, you wanted to talk about the 14th Amendment. Let's talk about it.
Well, that's what you were going on about when you asked if anybody was listening. At any rate, I'm feeling a bit frustrated because the 14th Amendment is something I'm really interested in and very confused about. And basically, what happens, it seems like any time anybody gets on a discussion of it, a whole bunch of people call in and want to talk about something else. And it may be a problem on this particular broadcasting network. I know researching kind of reporting isn't real popular, although one of the best is still on, Ralph Winterode. And William Roberts, who used to be on, but I don't know how we're ever going to learn anything about this if we don't find out where it came from, what its intention was, and then what laws have been made out of it and what direction it's gone in order for us to start taking measures to counteract it.
And, you know, this is, I've been looking into this, and those are all good points, Pete, and I've been trying to figure out exactly that. And, you know, I keep getting conflicting information. And, you know, one piece of information says that, you know, you should declare your allegiance to the state that you live in or are born in. And then, effectively, you become a party to the Constitution of the state, which, of course, is a separate nation from the United States. And so, you know, by virtue of being a state national, you know, you're also a U.S. national by virtue of your state citizenship, and this is a first-class citizenship in the United States, and there are two different kinds of citizenships. But is it possible to attain this? And I'm not sure that it is, because, again, I'm getting conflicting information that somebody sent me a link to some FBI or CIA site that said, you know, sovereign state citizens are terrorists.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is we don't understand. And when we have all these other people out there who study and then recommend you do this or that, what I've found is find out if they've done any of the stuff they're recommending anybody to do and ask to see the court records. That's when you, where the rubber hits the road is where it actually matters. And, you know, for myself, I've gotten far enough that because they hold a gun to your head if you don't have a driver license, I have a driver license and I signed it under duress, and I'm going to sign everything from now on under duress. And I went, when I went to vote, they have no way to sign up an elector, and I can't sign a statement that says, swears I'm a citizen of the United States, so I can't vote.
Well, and again, you know, if you're a citizen of a state, then by law, you're not a citizen of the United States, which is a separate country, a separate nationality, and so why would you vote in the United States elections if you're a citizen of a state?
I haven't
voted in state elections.
I haven't missed voting.
Well, you know, for you know, all the adhesions that go along with this ability to vote, I'd gladly give up my ability to vote, you know, if I could, you know, figure out how to do it. And, of course, you know, I say that, and it's very complicated to let go, you know, of the commerce that we're involved in. It's hard to get out of commerce, which is what you have to do in order to effectively get outside or without the United States. This because, as we you know, we talked about it, the book, They Own It All, Including You, by means of toxic currency. And the fact of the matter is that if you accept the currency, you're in commerce. If you're in commerce, you're subject to international law. And, you know, right away, you're not subject to Republican form of government or to the Constitution.
Well, why don't we, since we're in the middle of your major broadcast, put out the call for somebody who may have information or people who have done things opposing the 14th Amendment in court and actually can prove that they've been to court and had court decisions made that has officially changed their status, to come forward and show us their proof. Because I'm real tired of people who don't...
You need to listen to Jerry Kirk's show at 4 to 6 on Thursday afternoons, and he's going to come out in the next 7 or 8 weeks with 8 motions that he's used in court.
Yes,
and as I've said before in my show, you know, he's used these notorious declarations to put himself without the jurisdiction of the United States. And the last time that I spoke with him, he said that the last time that he was in court, you know, he said the court must listen to the pleadings. And he said basically what it does is it gives him something that's similar to diplomatic immunity, in that he is not under their jurisdiction. And the last time he was in court, the judge told the police officers and everybody that he never wants to see this man in his court again. He can't speak to him.
Yeah, and that's another problem. I've studied Jerry's stuff, and I'm going to study his stuff. It looks better than most of what I've seen. And also, I don't know if you listened to Ralph Winterode and his discovery of the Administrative Procedures Act, which completely changed our form of law in this country and changed all our courts.
Nope, I haven't listened to him. I'll need to take a listen.
Okay.
We've got to go back to break. Hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Phil Posderick. It's positively unconstitutional what they're doing to us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And we're back. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We're talking with Pete from Washington. And Pete, before we went on the break there, you were saying that the administrative reforms have totally changed our laws?
That is correct. Ralph has discovered the Administrative Procedures Act, in which the Congress passed and stated that we have formed the fourth branch of government, which, of course, you and I know this is not constitutional, which proves all along we haven't been under the Constitution for a long time. But everything now is done administratively through agencies. And Ralph, I don't know what keeps that guy going. He's got to be a tough old boot. He has lost his marriage, lost his business, and he goes out there and confronts and gets beat up and arrested by applying these things to the point now where he thinks he's got the IRS corralled and he thinks he's got the silver bullet using the Administrative Procedures Act. And I would go back and review Ralph's stuff. He spent quite a bit of time coming into this, and each time he comes on the air, it's usually now about the Administrative Procedures Act, although I think he's had to throw a show or two in there to keep people from getting bored that don't understand what he's doing. But he has actually opened a door into another world we've been living in, another branch of the Matrix, and he has apparently, if you've got enough money to purchase several documents that he has, written stuff also, and I don't blame him for charging money for it. It costs him money to do this stuff, and he doesn't have a job. I'd recommend people listen to Ralph. He'll be on tomorrow. He comes on right after John Moore.
I'm definitely interested to learn about this because this is an area that I haven't delved into at all. And I want to thank you for your comments. And we're, you know, I don't want to cut you short, but I want to give some other people some time. We've had people that have been waiting. One caller I know that he's called in the last 2 weeks, and I don't think I've talked to him for the last 2 weeks. So, Pete, I want to thank you for your comments. And
you gave me enough time, Phil. That's fine.
No, you have a great Saturday afternoon and enjoy yourself.
Okay. I
want to go now to Lark in Texas. Lark, are you with me?
Good morning, Phil. Great show as usual.
Thanks, Lark. How are you this morning? And I know that the last 2 weeks you've called in late in the show and I haven't gotten to you. So
it's understandable. We have the constraints of time always with a radio show. And that's quite all right because I enjoy listening much more than I do talking. But I love your show, and I just feel like I want to bring something of value to the table. So I have something that I'd like to posit to you and to your listeners, and that would be this. When we talk about that word republic, I think it's incumbent upon us to know exactly what it is, a republic is, in our own minds. And a useful exercise that's been beneficial to me is to actually go into some website like answers.com, type in the word republic, and just read what other people have defined a republic as being.
And interesting.
It's incredibly useful because we have today, as part of the fabric of our society, particularly as it relates to our simple and basic communications, is we have a confusion of words.
Oh, absolutely.
And by that I mean you cannot find two people to define republic in the same way, off the cuff. Even if they were to spend hours and scholarly research this thing, and then write up a more coherent definition of what they themselves deem a republic to be. And so what I want to suggest is this. Try that first. And then ask yourself, if you're a sovereign, do you need to get permission for anything that you do? And even if you don't consider yourself a sovereign, at what point or where do you draw the line?
This is an interesting question. I've asked it before, you know. Do I need a license for something that's perfectly lawful? You know, and travel is a divine right. Do I need a license to travel somewhere?
Well, here's the thing, Phil. You know, we have, as human beings, the innate power of discernment. And we have a certain measure of free will, even if we live under conditions of absolute slavery. In other words, where there's a will, there's a way. This is something that's innate to our being. This is something we were born with. So, you know, you can have the Administrative Procedures Act, and you can have these thousands and thousands and thousands of statutes and codes and regulations and needs for permits and all this other kind of stuff, which impinge upon our personal freedom. But you want to know something? Where we have free will, and where there's that will, there is a way. And I firmly believe that. So when I think of words like even the word state, for me, the only state that I feel like I'm answerable to is my personal state of being. And so when I think about pledging allegiance, I pledge allegiance to my personal well-being. And I'm devoted to my own state of being first. I secure it by my personal actions in the local economy, because the economy for me, and that's another word to look up, economy. Very important. What is economy to you personally? Forget what these economists say. These people are mostly full of crap.
No doubt. I would have to say that my personal economy is, how do I get money to pay the bills?
Well, you your know? Personal economy is the number one issue for you almost on a daily basis. Why? Because it secures your well-being. It secures you in your home or your shelter. It secures your access to food and potable water and to pleasure and to enjoying your life. You see? And so...
Absolutely, yeah.
Many people just don't ever... I know myself. I mean, it wasn't until just a few years ago that I was finally able to slow down. Slow way down. And finally ask myself these questions that matter to me. Because I had to say to myself, you know something? How can you understand and know love unless you first love yourself? Shouldn't you practice on yourself so that you would know how to confer love to others?
And this is a big problem in our society today. We talk about the Hegelian dialect, and the Hegelian dialectic materialism that's taught in the school. And that is, we're always looking outside ourselves for something or someone to make us happy. Instead of what you're suggesting is to look into yourself for something to make you happy. And I know myself, you know, I used to be a terror, a wild man. And of course, I didn't look at the state and I didn't think about politics. And, you know, I believed every word of it, and I went out there, you know, and, I thought that, you know, being a professional football player would make me rich and that I'd be set forevermore, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, it's just wonderful that a person such as yourself, you were blessed with some gifts that you were able to, utilize and, make your way in the world. But you know something, Phil, if we're honest with ourselves, each one of us has precious gifts. The most precious gift of all is that we have free will and we have the power of discernment. We should not ever be confused by language. Even that word love in the Bible has at least 7 different definitions. And this is true of almost, it's true of almost every word. And that's why I use that hyphenated word, a tyranny of words, often in my own life, in terms of when I talk to myself, when I have those internal conversations. And I ask myself, to what extent have I been polluted by authoritarian constructs which were not my own or did not emanate from a creator being?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know... Let me count the ways, Doug. I mean,
all of
every television show, every article in the newspaper, every radio broadcast, you know, every piece of media that you come in touch with, you know, it's just full of these constructs, you know, being spewed at us from the powers that be.
If we want to regain our independence, if we want to grant ourselves permission to have free will again, if we want to tap back into that innate power that we were born with, that one of intuition, intellect, of instinct, this is the pathway. And I can say this from my own experience, the best thing that I've done in the last probably year of my life is I turned off the damn television. For good.
Amen.
Thanks for the airtime today, Phil.
And thank you for your comments, Lark. And, Lark is my communitarian expert. He's the person that pointed me to Nikki Rapani and to communitarianism. And he helped me to understand what the lawmakers are doing to us and how this is all being accomplished and how they, the collective, the communitarianism is feudalism. You know, it's collectivism against the individual, and how all those things. And so, you know, it's a personal choice. And, you know, that's what we've been talking about today is consent. And when we consent, we make a choice. And have we chosen wisely? I think not. Let's go to our next caller. I think Lee in Georgia has been waiting the longest. Lee, are you with me? Hello? I think Lee's gone to sleep on us. Roger in West...
Or afternoon, are you there, Lee? I should say. How are you today? I don't get to listen to your show too often, but it seems like every time I do tune in, my mind is just sent whirling around in circles because you always seem to be covering a topic that just is mind-boggling. And when you were talking about the whole issue of sovereignty, or I mean not sovereignty, but being a citizen of a state versus the nation, and I'm sitting there listening, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm a traitor. and I think I'm about to become a traitor again because if I'm understanding what you read earlier in that article, then I'm going to have to renounce my American citizenship renounce it and declare my allegiance back to the state of Georgia.
And this is referred to as changing your domicile. What you're doing is you're changing where you live. Right now, you live in an overlay of the Federal District of Columbia over the state of Georgia. And the Republic of Georgia is the land, if you were born in Georgia, is the land, the nation that you were born in. And so by coming a U.S. citizenship, you know, you have, you know, committed treason against the land that you were born to.
I mean, it all makes sense. What I was wondering was, how can I get a copy of whatever that was that you were reading? Because I would really like to go over that and really read it and really familiarize myself with that. And the other thing that you mentioned, which is something I've been trying to get through to people, is the idea of driver's licenses. And I've been arguing with people that you have the right to freedom of movement. And unless you're actually using the road for interstate and intrastate profit and or gain for commerce and trade, you don't need a driver's license because you're using the public road, which is owned by the people, for your own personal use.
And you're right. It's a public right-of-way, and every person has the right, who is an American citizen, to use the roads. The problem is that, you know, and this goes back to the 14th Amendment, you're a subject, a slave. Slaves cannot own property. You're a tenant in your own house. They give you equitable title, which is a license to use your property, but you don't own the property. The title to the property is held by someone else. Who holds it? The state holds the property, the title to your car. And they declare that your car is a motor vehicle, and a motor vehicle is a commercial vehicle, and so they force you into commerce. You are in the transportation business, and you must be licensed because you drive, and driving, as opposed to traveling, is a commercial activity. And so you see the word, Art? Citizen
right,
travelers,
and
that's
and
their right.
Talking about that
but drivers,
on another show,
hey, that's commerce.
So the individual you were talking about carries that the papers of conveyance, how can I get a copy of that sucker, too?
I'm sorry, say again?
And then the other individual you mentioned earlier, Jerry something or other, is doing a show, I believe, on Thursday. What time was that? So how can
his show is on Thursday from 4 to 6 on that other network.
What other network is that?
And I can never remember the name of the other network. It's not that I can't say it on the air here. It's just that I frankly don't remember it. So if somebody out there knows it, you know, give a shout out there through our producer, Manny, and see if we can't name that other network out there that Jerry's on. But Jerry, again, you know, he grew up in a family. His father was a big-time attorney in Dade County. And so he grew up around the court, and he's kind of a unusual person in that he went and tried to read all the Supreme Court decisions since the beginning of the United States. I don't think he's ever finished, but he has a lot of knowledge about a lot of cases. And there's, again, there's always going to be laws that are created that create legal problems because of the Constitution.
Okay. So,
and I'm always looking for those things. But if anybody wants anything that I've talked about here today, just drop me an email, phil.posderick@yahoo.com. And you can search online, you know, Phil Pos. I'm sure, you know, it'll bring up the spelling of my name. There's pictures of me out there. Somebody's put the Wikipedia up on me, those kinds of things. So if you'll search Phil Pos, Dallas Cowboys, I'm sure you'll find the spelling of my name. And it's phil.posderick@yahoo.com. And just tell me, you know, just describe it to me. If it's the treason document by H.L.B. Bork. That I was reading earlier, or if it's some other document, Jerry Kirk's Notorious Declarations, just let me know what it is that you'd like me to send you, and I'll send you a link to it. All this stuff is out there on the internet somewhere, but, you know, it's hard to catalog. Alright, let's go to, we've got a couple more minutes here. We're running out of hour. We've got to go to break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Roger in West Virginia. So you're listening to Phil Posderick and Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices on 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I stream.
welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank my listener, Yvonne. I'm sorry I said that wrong. And she has sent me last week some correspondence. And I haven't chosen to read or use her correspondence today, but I did want to thank her personally on the air for sending this to me. It helps to fill in some of the blanks on how all this new world order and one world government fits together. And, you know, again, as always, I want to thank the Republic Broadcasting Network and say, you know, how much fun I have here every day and how the time just flies. These 2 hours just go by us like nobody's business. And every week I make it a point to try to find something interesting to talk about that is truly unbelievable and truly beyond anything that any sane person, you know, would think that our government would ever do to us. And, you know, every week I'm just amazed by the unconstitutionality of the rulings. And I wanted today to give one thing, you know, say here's one thing that has happened, you know, that supports my belief in this country. And somebody sent me an article, and it's called Judge Puts the Brakes on the Census Bureau. And it's the attorney says it's a huge victory for the Constitution and privacy-loving Americans. And then I looked at the date on it, and it was dated March the 28th of 2000. So the news is 10 years old, and, you know, my first thought was, Does it still apply? Would a federal judge still rule that the Census Bureau doesn't have any right to collect any information or prosecute any citizens who refuse to answer any questions other than, you know, how many people live here? And the U.S. District Judge Melinda Harmon granted attorney Mark Brewer of the Houston-based firm of Brewer and Pritchard a temporary restraining order against the census suit filed by 5 Houston, Texas residents. And so there you have it, you know. There's somebody in the government that's defending our constitutional right to privacy in accordance with the Fourth Amendment. And not all of our government officials are just totally out of control. But most of them, you know, don't realize that when they become a member of the Bar Association, and they swear allegiance to the crown, that in fact they become part of the one world government of usurpers. And you know, there's things that are legal and illegal, and one of the things that you know, they can't do legally or lawfully is they cannot give treaties to other countries that undermine the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States. Because that most definitely is treason. And as I mentioned last week, everybody go out there and look up Albert Burgess and his case of treason against the Edward Heath government in England. And you'll see real easily that our joining NAFTA and agreeing to the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, you know, is the same kind of treason that's happened here in our federal government. And I was going to take one more caller. I want to thank all the callers and apologize to the callers that I haven't talked to. But, you know, my long-windedness here has taken us to the end of another show. And I want to shout out one more time and tell